A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you Silver? Hooray!
The Yuma Kid was one of the most cunning bandits who ever operated along the Mexican border, and he boasted that he could outsmart any lawman who lived. But now that he was ready to strike at the bank in the town of Cloverdale, he didn't underestimate the intelligence of Sheriff Jim Daly, with whom he knew he would have to cope. As the band of outlaws rallied around the Yuma Kid, he gave them their final orders.
Now listen, men. I've been planning this job for over 6 weeks. I don't want anything to slip up, savvy?
Here we go. Savvy,
robbing the bank's going to be easy. They've got a sheriff who's pretty smart. If we make one false step, he'll outsmart us.
Yeah.
I'm taking Cheyenne with me. He and I'll rob the bank. Then we'll head for that water hole known as the Buzzard Bag. I know what I'm doing. The rest of you go with Joe Ball. He knows what to do. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, Yuma. I'll take care of my end of the job.
All right, now get going.
All right, steady.
So long, Yuma. See you at Blacktower.
Get in there.
So long, boys. Easy. Now, Sam, you ready to tackle the bank?
I'm ready, Yuma.
Steady, boy. Let's go. Get in there.
Get in
For several weeks, the Lone Ranger had been trying to pick up the trail of the Yuma Kid, and his search had taken him into the barren Gila Bend country, where he thought the outlaw might have friends. It was almost sundown when he rode into camp to find his Indian friend Tonto, relaxing under the meager shade of an outstretched blanket, for though the day was waning, the air was hot and dry, almost to the point of suffocation.
Hold over, hold, easy.
Plenty hot today, Kimasabi.
It'll be cooler traveling by night, Tonto. They've got to break camp.
Oh, you learn about Yuma Kid?
Yes, at last. I talked with a sheep herder who knows some of the Yuma Kid's men.
Oh. And what him say?
He said the men he knows left 3 days ago for the town of Cloverdale. That undoubtedly means the Yuma Kid plans to stage a robbery there. Probably the bank.
Cloverdale, plenty far from here. Maybe take 3 days to get there.
We can't get there in time to stop the robbery. Perhaps we can catch the Yuma Kid afterward. He'll likely head across the desert toward the Buzzard Bath.
Me know that water hole.
He might go there, then turn this way and try to get across the border.
Maybe we meet him come this way.
I hope so. Fill our water bags as well as the canteens. We'll have to refill when we reach the Buzzard Bath.
Ah, me do it.
I'll start packing our gear.
Throughout the night, the masked rider and his Indian friend rode their mounts across the arid wastelands under the light of a pale moon. Twice they had to stop to water their horses and quench their own thirst from the limited supply of water they carried.
Well, the canteens are empty, Tonto. How much water have we left?
One bag. Half full.
That will last till we reach the Buzzard Bath.
That's right. Time to saddle. Hold, Scott. Hold, Father.
Hold. I've got him. Steady, Scout. Steady. It's only a bath.
What matter, Scout?
Giant bat flew over and frightened him. Must have seen the shadow it cast for the moon. Easy, Scout, easy.
Kimasabi, the water.
It's flowing out. Stop it, Tonto. Hurry.
In his fright, Tonto's horse had lunged sideways into a giant cactus. The needle-like spines had punctured and torn the water bag. Frantically, the Lone Ranger and Tonto tried with their hands to stem the precious tide, but to no avail. In a matter of seconds, the last drops were absorbed in the dry sands of the desert.
Gone.
Oh. We in plenty trouble now.
We'll get there, Tonto. But we'd better not ride, Scout and Silver.
Ah.
We'll walk beside them. Come, Silver, come on.
The waterhole known as the Buzzard Bath had been rightly named. Unlike most desert waterholes, it was not fed by an underground stream. It was merely a rock-lined hole in the sand dunes that held water for a long time after one of the infrequent rains. The fact that the Yuma Kid had chosen it as the first stop on his route of escape disclosed the cruel cunning of the outlaw. After the bank robbery in Cloverdale, he and Cheyenne reached it before daybreak.
Easy. We made it, Cheyenne.
I'll bet the sheriff and his posse are less than an hour behind us. We got to work fast, Yuma.
You water the horses and fill the water bags. I'll dig up that keg of blasting powder we hid in the sand.
Right.
The horses watered and the bags filled. Cheyenne turned to help his leader scoop a deep hole in the sand. Into this, the Yuma Kid placed the keg of blasting powder and attached a fuse.
When this powder goes off, it'll be goodbye water hole. And the sheriff and his boys are going to get mighty thirsty.
I hope you're right, Yuma. But I don't see how a blast is going to dry up this sump hole.
How do you think it holds rainwater, huh?
Well, I don't know.
There's a layer of soapstone beneath the sand. The water can't go down. But it'll go down plenty fast when this blast goes over.
You mean the blast will bust the soapstone?
It'll bust it wide open, and the water will go out through the crack. Now get the horses back while I light the fuse.
All right. Come on, you two. Come on. Come on.
That's far enough. They're out of range now. I'd like the fuse. There, she's lit. Now, watch her go.
Oh, oh,
easy.
Easy,
steady there.
Oh,
easy,
oh.
Easy. Well, Cheyenne, that takes care of the sheriff and his posse. I'll never get back to Cloverdale alive.
Yeah, the buzzards will be pecking at him before they do.
Let's get to Black Tower. The boys will be waiting for us there.
Easy there. Steady. Put him up. Get up. Get off.
Their work done, Cheyenne and Yuma rode away. It was some time later when the Lone Ranger and Tonto, traveling on foot and leading their horses, came near the Buzzard's Bath. Both men and horses suffered from parched throats and exhaustion.
The water hole is just beyond the sand dune ahead of us, Toto.
No. Be plenty thirsty.
Draw your gun. Yuma Kid and his men may be there.
That right. There. There, water hole. But Yuma Kid not there.
I must have been mistaken. Unless they've been here and gone.
Maybe Sheriff get him.
That's possible. Toto. Something's happened to the water hole.
Oh, no watering hole. Well, that's plenty bad.
Fresh tracks. Plenty of them. The Yuma Kid, one of his men, must have been here and gone.
But where water?
I see now what happened. The blast of the water hole.
Me not savvy.
Beneath the sand is a layer of soft stone. Probably soapstone. The blast cracked it and the water leaked out.
That'd be bad. Horses mighty thirsty.
Yes, poor beast. They can't understand. They can still smell the scent of water in the sand.
But why Yuma Kid blow up water hole?
Because he knows there's a posse on his trail. He's hoping their water supply has run low. The posse can't follow him.
Oh, he's savvy now. Maybe Sheriff and posse die.
That's right. I hope Sheriff Daly of Cloverdale has been smarter than I.
What you mean?
See those tracks leading north to the sand dunes?
Me see them.
After blowing the water hole, Yuma Kid didn't head for the borders I expected he would. He's turned north toward Black Tower.
Oh, that old railroad. Far from here.
Yes, it's an old narrow gauge railroad that once ran to the mines in the mountains. Hasn't been used for 3 or 4 years.
Yuma Kid get water at Black Tower. That's where train engine get water long time ago.
Yes. And it explains why there was only one man with him here. Instead of his gang. Guess the rest of his men are waiting there for him. I hope Sheriff Daly's not guessed Yuma Kid and gone to Black Tower to meet him when he arrives.
Maybe Sheriff do that.
And yet, Tonto, if he has gone there, it may mean death for us. We're stranded without water and have no chance to get any unless... Unless the sheriff comes this way.
That's right. Kemosabe,
Maybe him carry plenty water.
Right now, there's nothing we can do but seek the shade of giant cactus and wait.
Meanwhile, the other members of the Yuma Kid's band of outlaws, under the temporary leadership of Joe Ball, had arrived at the abandoned water stop on the old mining narrow gauge railroad. After watering their mounts, they had led them some distance away and hidden them in the desert scrub, then returned to wait in the cooling shade of the old water tank. They had been there several hours.
I hope Yuma and Cheyenne got away without any trouble after sticking up that bank.
Don't worry about them. Keep your eyes peeled down that narrow gauge track.
Joe, what time do you figure Yuma and Cheyenne will be riding in here?
Not for a long time yet. Maybe tomorrow morning. But if a posse is heading this way, they should be showing up mighty soon.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Pete.
Make out something way down the track?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's a train, an engine, and a couple of flat cars.
Yuma sure figured it out right. It's a posse coming to meet him when he gets here. Only they don't know we're waiting for him. All right, boys, get out of sight. We'll let them stop the train and unload their horses and gear. And then we'll walk in and introduce ourselves.
All right, now.
All right, fellas, get your horses and gear off the car. Stack your gear under the water tank. Then water your stock. We'll have them out in the brush later on. I don't figure the Yuma Kid will get here for quite a spare.
Hey, it must be them. Where are they shooting from? That's Joe Ball. I know the ornery critter.
Get your hands up and keep my warrior.
We've been outsmarted. You better do as he says.
Come on, man, move in on.
All right. Hello, Deputy. I guess you didn't expect a reception from me.
The Yuma Kid must have told you to come here. You don't have the brains to figure out a trick like this.
Yeah, maybe so. But neither did you or that tin star you work for. All right, men, disarm these critters. All right. Yuma and Cheyenne will be mighty glad to see you when they get here.
That's what you think. The sheriff's on their trail. Yuma will never get here.
The sheriff will never get here. Yuma's making sure of that.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Well, howdy. You're listening to the Bear Manor Radio Network. Well, look at all these great books I wish I could read, and all this great audio I can listen to at BearManorMedia.com. Oh, boy.
Now, to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, waiting at the dry water hole known as the Buzzard Bath, were about to give up hope when a small cloud of dust began to rise on the horizon.
Tonto, look to the east.
Dust rise from desert. Horsemen ride this way.
Sheriff Daly and his men. I hope they've brought plenty of water.
Not right.
If they haven't, none of us will survive.
Get up. Holster your guns, men. That man in the mask is a Lone Ranger. Well, howdy, mister. I sure didn't expect to meet you here.
Hello, Sheriff.
You didn't happen to run into the Yuma Kid, did you?
No, he's been here and gone.
Eh?
And unless you've brought plenty of water with you, they've all ridden into his trap. Hey,
what do you mean?
See the water hole? Dry.
Well, that'll be doggone. Say, mister, you must need some water. Here, take this canteen. Hey, Sam, give your canteen to the Indian.
Yep, here you are.
Yeah, that's your ticket. Take all you want. That's it.
Thanks, Sheriff. The Yuma Kid set off a blast of powder that cracked the base rock. Water seeped through.
A dirty, sneaking coyote.
Did you bring plenty of water with you?
Of course not. We've got a little left, but we expected to replenish our supply here. It's not enough to get us back to Cloverdale or anywhere else. In a tough spot.
There may be a chance for us.
How do you mean?
While Tom and I have been waiting, I thought out a plan to catch the Yuma kid. And at the same time, save our lives.
Let's hear it.
Yuma and Cheyenne were traveling easily, confident that Yuma's plan would dispose of anyone who tried to follow them.
Ho, there, ho. Hey, Cheyenne.
What's the matter?
Look back of us. Two men riding our trail.
Well, I'll be... There must be the deputies. Or maybe the sheriff himself.
Get your rifle ready.
Steady up. Got it. Hey, Yuma, that's not the sheriff. One's an Indian. The man on the big white horse is wearing a mask.
Yeah, I see him now.
What do you make of it?
I don't know, but I'll soon find out. Keep him covered.
Here they come.
Who are you? What's the idea of that mask?
It wouldn't mean anything if I told you who I am. The reason for the mask is obvious.
Owlhoot, huh? And what's the idea of riding our trail?
Water. You loaded up with plenty before you blew that water hole.
You just ride away from there?
Yes. Fortunately, we were there when the sheriff and his men rode in. I borrowed the sheriff's canteen.
Let me see that canteen.
There's a name printed on it, Yuma.
Yeah, I see it. Jim Daly, Sheriff Cloverdale. It says all right. Did you have to shoot him to get it?
Do you think he made me a present of it?
No, I reckon he wouldn't. Don't talk much, do you?
My business is not a good policy. Now, do you share some of your water with us or not?
I don't know what your game is, mister, but I don't trust you. Now, turn them horses around and move on.
You can't do that. You know it means death for both of us.
I don't care what it means to you. Get moving.
At least give me that canteen. It has some water in it.
I know it has, and we can use it. Can't we, Cheyenne?
You bet we can. Got a big hankering for water.
I'm counting three. If you're not on your way when I'm done, Cheyenne will blow you out of that saddle. One. Two.
Come, Kimisabi. Monsilver.
Get him out. Come.
Look at him go.
Want me to put a couple of bullets in him, Yuma?
Save your lead. The buzzards will happen soon. Can you tie that one, Cheyenne? Him expecting us to share our water with him.
Yeah. Give me that canteen. I'm having myself a drink. On him.
I'm having one first. Yeah, now you take one.
All right. Well, this sheriff totes mighty good water, don't he? Must have sweetened it.
I'm out up and let's get out of the way. Should reach Black Jaw by sundown.
After emptying the sheriff's canteen, which they had taken from the Lone Ranger, Yuma and Cheyenne mounted and started for Black Tower to join their gang. But they had not ridden far when the Yuma kid lurched in the saddle.
Cheyenne, I'm sick. We've been poisoned. Help, baby. I can't.
Almost simultaneously, the Yuma kid and his companion Cheyenne slid helplessly from their saddles to the ground, where for a few moments they writhed in agony. Their horses stopped a few feet away, and when the moans of their riders subsided, they began to nibble at the sparse desert grass.
Easy, Scott.
They're unconscious, Toto.
We hurry. They'll come to mighty soon.
Yes, the effects of the herb juice you put in the sheriff's canteen will wear off fast. Disarm them. Get them into their saddles and tie them
well. Me got guns. Now put them on horses.
All right.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto quickly placed the outlaws on their horses and bound them with lariats. As they finished, the Yuma kid began to stir.
Yuma kid come too pronto. Him move now.
Well, he'll cause you no trouble, Tonto. There's enough water in their water carriers to get you back to the sheriff.
That right. Me go now.
Tell the sheriff I've gone on to Black Tower. If I succeed in freeing his deputies, we'll return with plenty of water to save everyone.
Me tell him. I'm scout.
Steady, Silver, easy. Adios.
Adios.
Mon Silver.
Night had fallen as the Lone Ranger approached the bandit camp at Black Tower, and campfires were burning brightly. As he rode boldly into their midst, the outlaws crowded around him. Brushing aside their threatening inquiries about his identity, the masked man said,
"The Yuma kid's the sheriff's prisoner. If you want to free him, you've got to act quickly."
"What do you mean, mister?"
"He and Cheyenne blew the bottom out of the water hole. They were captured shortly afterward. There's very little water among the lawmen. The When they die, so will the Yuma Kid and Cheyenne.
How do we know you're telling the truth?
Yeah, sure we do.
Ever see these guns before?
Yeah, that one's the Yuma Kid's.
And this one belongs to Cheyenne. I'd know it anywhere.
When I escaped, I brought them along as proof of what I say. Now you can do as you please about rescuing Yuma and Cheyenne. I'm going on my way.
Hold on a minute, not so fast.
Well,
how do we know the sheriff won't try to shoot it out with us when we get there?
Show him a water bag. I think he'll listen to reason.
Yeah, I get you.
Make sure you take plenty of water. After you rescue Yuma and Cheyenne, you'll have to head for the border.
We'll take plenty. Just one question, mister.
Yes?
What do we do about these deputies we got prisoner here?
Leave them here. They're not armed. They won't follow.
Yeah, that's right. We can take their guns along with us.
Have a couple of your men take their guns, wrap them up, and take them somewhere out of camp and bury them in the sand where you can find them later.
But why do that?
Your horses will be carrying enough weight of men and water. Don't load them down with an ounce more than you have to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Won't you come along with us? Yuma could use a fella like you.
I travel alone. But give my regards to the sheriff when you see him.
Yeah. Come on, big fella. All right, men. Get the water bags filled and saddle up. We're going to rescue the boss. Now get going.
Meanwhile, Tonto delivered his prisoners to the amazed sheriff and his deputies, who were as thankful for the water he brought as they were elated at the capture of the Yuma Kid and his companion Cheyenne. But as the long hours of the hot night dragged by, the meager supply of water gave out, and when day broke over the desert, once again threatening the terror of added thirst, hope itself drained from their hearts like water from a torn bag. The light of day disclosed no sign of the masked man.
No sign of any Tonto. He had time to get to Black Tower and back again. He must have run into trouble. Well, I guess it was too much to expect him. The kid's gang was there. I'd just listen to that poor horse. He knows he's dying. Well, I reckon we might as well start shooting our critters and put him out of the misery.
No. No, you not shoot horses yet. Lone Ranger, come.
Hey, look, Sheriff. There's horsemen coming.
Hey, Tonto. He didn't let us down. Cheers, men, cheers!
But the wild cheers of the sheriff and his men were brief as their joy turned to bitter disappointment with the discovery that the approaching riders were the remainder of the Yuma Kid's band of outlaws.
Sheriff, your mad friend sure let you down. I reckon my boys are too smart for him.
Shut up, Yuma. Your boys haven't won yet.
Hey, look, Yuma. They're stopping.
Yeah, I guess Joe Ball wants to say something. He's getting off his horse.
Oh, him hold up water bag.
Now listen to what he's got to say. We hear you.
Let the Yuma Kid and Cheyenne go free, and we'll leave enough water for you and your men to get back home.
Let me and Cheyenne go, and I'll see no one hurts you. Even that poison-toting Indian will get off free.
Him lie, Sarah. Him not keep words.
You'll eat them words, Redskin.
I'll leave it to my deputies. What'll we do, men?
I'm for letting them go.
You critters are smart. What about it, Sheriff?
Look, Sheriff. Lone Ranger comes.
Hey, Tonto's right. It's a masked man of my deputies.
Then come plenty fast. Outlaws, not see him yet.
Hey, Yuma. I'll give you Ball my answer now. Open fire on those sidewinders. Keep it up, men. They think we're going to make a fight of it. They don't see the masked man yet. That's it.
Them not get way now. Lone Ranger too close.
Unaware that the Lone Ranger and the deputies from Black Tower were surrounding them, the outlaws were taken by surprise. In a matter of minutes, the last of them had surrendered. After they had been disarmed, the sheriff and his men, as well as the thirsty horses, had their first drink of the plentiful supply of water that had been brought from Black Tower.
Go easy on that water, men. We know what it means to be without it.
There's plenty, Sheriff. Let them have all they want.
All right, if you say so. You know, I have to laugh every time I think how you made them sidewinders bring most of the water. You put it over on him.
Sheriff, you haven't heard what else the masked man put over on him.
Well, how's that, Deputy?
When they buried our guns in the sand, he was watching it. After they rode away from Black Tower, he dug up the guns and rode in and freed us.
He sure fooled a lot of them, man.
Yeah, but he fooled us, too.
Fooled you, eh? How do you mean?
Until we rode in here a few minutes ago, we didn't even know he was the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.